7 to 1 on America's Freedom Network. I host The Present Truth. The Present Truth. We are witnessing the present truth about the hidden powers in this country, how they work together, the I guess I'll back up. From Saturday to today, more has come out about what happened in the background around the shooting, and people are putting things together. And the reason is because of social media. At one time, the mainstream media, it had a hold on every event, like with the JFK assassination. If there would have been social media, cell phones, where people could video and do audio video of what was happening at the time of the assassination of President Trump, we would know the truth. And we do know the truth in this attempt, of President Trump's life. The murderer, he is a murderer. He did kill a person, wounded two other people, wounded the President Trump. And footage 360 degrees around that event is now public because of social media. So you have the good and you have the bad. You have the pluses and the negatives of social media. But Christ did say that there would come a time in mankind's history when what is being done in secret would be brought out into the open. What is whispered in the ear would be shouted from the mountaintop. We're in that world. Donald Trump, this event or this attempt has projected him into the presidency, into becoming president once again. If fate doesn't intervene, Donald Trump will be inaugurated in 2025. And it appears as if now nothing will stop that. The Republican Party is now probably a little more united than ever before, even behind Donald Trump. Nikki Haley, everybody, they are not basically 100% behind Donald Trump. And why is Nikki Haley behind Trump? She wants a position. This, the hearts of men and women, is evident at all times. The heart of man is evil, corrupt, wicked. Who can know the heart of man except the Spirit of God within man, or the Spirit within man? Everybody now they know this assassination attempt has put him back in the White House. Now everybody's going to come begging. Everyone. Everyone that was basically on the fence. Megyn Kelly. I thought actually Megyn Kelly had it in the past, for the most part, had endorsed Trump. And I find out here within the last 2 days that she hadn't. But now she has. Elon Musk, all of a sudden, he now has stated he is 100% on board with Trump's reelection. Democrat Party has no chance. The ship is now scuttled. There's no hope for the Democrat Party. The Joe Biden on the debate night, the next day, the headlines came out. Trump being indicted for assassinating an old man. And Trump being indicted for destroying the Democrat Party, the Democratic Party. Donald Trump, the destroyer of kingdoms, destroying the Bush kingdom, Bush political dynasty, the Clinton political dynasty. Now he's being indicted. Of course, this is just a joke, for assassinating an old man on the Thursday night and assassinating the Democratic Party. So there is absolutely no hope for the Democrats to be put back in power in 2025. But, I say, and I have been saying, and I will continue to say, Donald Trump is ending his political career because God, whether you believe in God or you don't, and you and the Democrats right now want to believe in God, because in the Bible, Christ had his prophets in the Old Testament write the prophecies of the Old Testament. Christ, the one who created the universe and chose his disciples to write the New Testament, and his disciple John to write the book of Revelation, is stating in prophecy that Donald Trump will not take the presidency ever again. He will not be president. The Democrat Party is about to end as we understand the Democrat Party. There is a new change, a change, a big change coming to America politically. It's no longer going to be a Democratic Republic with our Constitution as the base for law and order and justice and the American way, apple pie and baseball. There is a big change coming to this country. The Democrat Party presently is divided. There is a power struggle that I'll discuss in a few minutes, but until then, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, for the present truth. I'll be back.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment, it's fantasy, it's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long, every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
All right, I'm back. Again, weekdays, 11 to 1, America's Freedom Network podcast, America's Freedom Network. Well, actually, you can only stream The Present Truth now on americasfreedomnetwork.com, internet radio at the KHNC Johnstown, Colorado studio. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com, the studio or the radio site. Donald Trump. And, boy, I'm trying to, let's go this way. The destroyer of dynasties. He has destroyed Joe Biden, the end of Joe Biden's time in power in American politics. He's not the president. He's running a corporation. People in his administration are running a corporation called America Inc. He's not the president. He was not elected. He was put in power by the heads of the corporations, the agencies in this country, agencies that I call continuity of government agencies, the IRS, Defense Department, the intelligence agencies. Biden is running a corporation. He's being brought up on charges for illegal financial reasons, purposes. He's not president. Donald Trump is president. If Donald Trump, if the hand of fate, God himself would not intervene, Donald Trump actually would be the first president in history to get 3 full terms. Almost. But fate has already intervened. Donald Trump would get a 4-year period of time and an extended time in politics, but without power. Limited power. Because an imposter CEO would stand in to direct the corporation. But there is an individual that will have 2 8-year periods as president of this country. And I have to go back again to the new audience for the new audience sake. A prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 and 10, a riddle of seven kings, the seven final presidents of the United States of America. Seven kings, starting with Jimmy Carter, the seventh king, the noble king, honorable king, Donald Trump. One of those seven, in between Carter and Trump, has a second 8-year time of rule in the United States of America that will conclude the presidents of the United States of America. At the end of his administration, the United States, according to prophecies in the Bible, will be completely destroyed by the last president or the last ruler of America. That last ruler will destroy America. You might as well know the truth and what's coming in the future. The world is in the final decade before Christ returns. Signs are everywhere. It's evident. China is preparing to pressure the Asian sisters to revolt against the West. The war in Ukraine, the big threat to empire, to America, Russia. And not because Russia has missiles, bombs, and bullets. No, it's because Vladimir Putin has spent the last almost 16 years diplomatic relationship with many of the nations of the world. And he, through Vladimir Putin, the concept of a group of powerful emerging nations joining together to work unilaterally, diplomatically, politically, militarily, economically with each other to resist the control of empire. Empire's economic sanctions, assassinations, coups. 15 years ago, the BRICS, through Vladimir Putin, became a reality. Now there's an additional 5 members in the BRICS countries, possibly another 9 or 10 this year. But then, in the surrounding surrounding what is the BRICS, you have nations internationally that have now begun to, apart from BRICS, work with economically in alliances. I think I have the list of a few of them right here. This is a threat to America, and the threat because the United States has held for over 80 years, basically has held the power internationally over these nations. One of the big recent groups in Asia is the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. I think there's about 15 Asian nations, eight, in this group. They're working together in trade, economically, because if they don't, America will continue to keep them barefoot. President Putin, he proclaimed that the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit, which took place on July 4th, he said that the world is going through a rapid and irreversible change, and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization is a multipolar organization, meaning nations that are working together, excluding the United States of America, excluding the American, the World Bank, the International Monetary Organization, it's the IMF, International Monetary Fund, the World Bank. They are beginning to exclude themselves from the World Health Organization, everything Western, because anything Western is a negative in their nations. And because of that, this country, empire, America, will go to war with all of the multipolar countries. The multipolar countries, there's another way to define them, to explain who they are. The new international order, not the new world order, which is now an old, extinct order, and they're trying to revive it, but now it's a new international order. Nations of the world who, for the first time since 1945, have an opportunity to remove themselves out of the grip of the Rockefeller West. America is Rockefeller. When you think of the term America, it's Rockefeller. The two are synonymous. But if you say America, you think about Washington, D.C. You think about corporations. Who owns most of the corporations? Who has their hand in everything? Who has their hand in IBM? In oil? In gas? In tech? In medical, in water, land, minerals. It's a family. The Bible says at the end of the world, before Christ returns, he's at war with families, and it will be ruling families of the world that send their armies to Armageddon. And there at Armageddon, the big vat, the big wine press that everybody has heard about, except for the children generally from 25 and younger, they have no knowledge of what is in the Bible. None. They have no knowledge of a cashless society. America has been spiritually dumbed down. To be dumbed down just in your intellect, is detrimental, is a hardship that is unbearable. But to be dumbed down spiritually, to have no knowledge of what the Bible says about the end of the world, about Armageddon, about a cashless society, about a coming Antichrist, about Christ himself who died 2,000 years ago, ascended, and is coming back, who have no concept of having your sins forgiven and having eternal life available to anyone who will receive it so they can live eternally. When you dumb down a society spiritually, that is a hardship nobody can endure. And what was his name? Dewey, John Dewey, in like 1913, 17, the head of modern education, stated, we are going to remove the Bible, God, and prayer out of the schools. And what they will have in replace of a society that is sane, an insane society, a society that will be open to demons, the occult, witchcraft, everything from the kingdom of darkness, but have no thought of the reality of Jesus Christ, who's coming as judge to bring justice to the world. I'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, podcast on 1360KHNC.com, the radio station site, 1360KHNC.com. First hour is on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcast section, Present Truth.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
There is a dawning of a new age coming. Christ will be back in this decade by 2032, by the end of 2032, probably. So we are already in the final 10 years before Christ returns for the Jewish people the first time, for the Christian people a second time. I take these, all of the signs that are occurring, I take them seriously. They're too serious to ignore. The big sign, Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 and 10, about the seven presidents, the final seven presidents of the United States of America. This prophecy is has a time sensitive. It has an expiration date. An expiration date for the seventh king, Donald Trump. This will be the year. His political career will be over this year. The eighth person that is going to replace Trump, Joe Biden, his end has begun. You cannot fight death. There's a time to be born, time to die. You can't fight it. Joe Biden is history. His administration is history. The people behind him and the power structure are history. He's going to be replaced. He's going to be removed. Now, in the riddle of the seven kings, Donald Trump cannot be assassinated. They can't do a drone strike on him. They won't be able to destroy one of his jets. He can't fly and crash. He's going to die in a natural way when God determines it's his time. The deep state, whether you believe it or in it or not, shadow government, whether you believe in it or not, the occult world, whether you believe in the occult world or not, these people that have ritual, satanic ritual, calling for the death of people, the end of people's lives, the end of nations, are not going to be able to destroy him. When God says it is his time, he will go. He's not going to be assassinated. The riddle of the seven kings. The eighth king, when he returns to power, at some point prior, about 3.5 years before his time expires, there will be an assassination attempt on him. He will die for maybe hours, a day, but he will be raised from the dead through the power of Satan. To be dumbed down spiritually, that is one of the greatest sins to mankind, to be dumbed down spiritually. Not knowing that God exists, not realizing there is a devil, there is a spiritual war. I have to present this to you in this way, because what's happening with Trump and the re-emergence of the Obama machine is a spiritual matter. It is not flipping a coin to see who gets to be placed in power once again. No. There's a war taking place in heaven according to Revelation chapter, what was it? I'm trying to remember the chapter. There's a war taking place in heaven. Satan is fighting with God's angels. Satan's angels are fighting. There's a conflict. For people that don't know, that are listening right now, and you are spiritually ignorant of all things, I will tell you, simply do one thing that there will be a blessing on. In the book of Revelation, the first verse says, "Blessed is he that reads and keeps the things that are written herein." The second verse, I'm sorry. For you that don't know God, read the book of Revelation, because that's a condensed version of everything that you can understand. There is a God, there is a devil. There are the people of Israel, the people of the world, the Christian people. Very simple. It's a book of God being a judge, Satan being the nemesis at war with God. God has children. Satan has his children. Satan's children are brilliant. They will put together a system of control, and they'll have the ability to kill mankind through famine, wars, plagues, diseases, through for many years and years ago, there was a, when television first came out, there was a Buck Rogers, and they would have these beam guns, ray guns, where they could shoot a ray at somebody and the person would fall over. It's not fiction. They took a group of Marines out to some island and had them stripped down to their shorts. And these men are standing out in a beach, and they have this, it was on four wheels, and they aim this, it's a big device, but it was microwave. They aimed it at these soldiers, Marines, top shape, young. And these people fell down, they vomited, they went into seizures, they soiled their pants, they couldn't stand up. They couldn't roll over. If they fell with their face in the sand, somebody had to come and move their head so they wouldn't suck sand. This exists in the book of Revelation. It's all there. And you'll believe in God. Don't be spiritually dumbed down. Read your Bible. The Bible talks about the last 10 years in mankind's, well, not mankind's history, but before the return of Jesus Christ. I'll be back.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi folks, Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Need pain relief? Greska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Gangster's Paradise. Donald Trump is a gangster. He's the one they want to assassinate. To all the those in the main denomination, to the main, the old mainstream denominations, Lutherans, Episcopalians, Methodists, Protestants, the Catholics, Greek churches. You don't have time probably to read the whole Bible. So read the book of Revelation. And by reading the book of Revelation, life will make sense. There is a spiritual war taking place. We use bullets. The demons use, the witchcraft, those in witchcraft use curses. You don't believe me? I have a friend, was a doctor MD in Las Vegas. We were good friends. And he was a nutritionist. And his protocols were just basically nutrition, vitamins, minerals, things of this nature. And he said, generally, people that were riddled with cancer, he'd put them on a diet. And he said, generally, unless they were months, days from dying, they would recover. He had a 33-year-old guy come in, a young man. He was on the early stages of cancer. And Ken put him on these supplements. And he said, no matter what. And he said, these things should have helped him, but they didn't. And he said, the reason I'm telling you this is because sometimes there are situations where no matter what I do with the nutrition protocols, these people die. Something different that I don't understand, but you do understand it, don't you? And I said, yes, I do. When people have been cursed, they're going to die unless the curse has been broken. For those that are not Christians, you see people that are mad on the street, drooling, homeless. They have psychological problems. One of the top psychiatrists in this country wrote an article, published an article to his profession. And he said in all of the years that he had been involved in psychiatry as a psychiatrist, in the article he said, this is not a problem where somebody's had head injury, trauma to the head. He says, I believe it is a spiritual matter, demons. Quote, I'm quoting him. I'll get the article. I'll read it in the future. Demons. These people addicted to drugs. Drugs open your heart to demonic influence. And the demons are right there ready to come in. These people need somebody that knows how to pray and take authority over the demons, make them leave. What was it, Mary Magdalene? Christ cast out 7 demons out of her. 7. This is a real world. The book of Revelation, for all of you mainstream people who never get prophecy, read the book of Revelation. Donald Trump is in it. Joe Biden is in it. Barack Obama is in it. Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, both of the Bushes, they're in the book of Revelation chapter 17, the riddle. The riddle of the final 7 presidents of the United States of America. And Joe Biden is not one of them. He is the head of a corporation, America Inc. He's not president. And the next president or individual who fills the seat of president, Donald Trump won't, after Donald Trump, who replaces Joe Biden and Donald Trump, he will be the head of the corporation and the country. And corporations are going to want to interfere with him and tell him what to do. They better be careful. He's not going to listen to them. But one thing about this individual, he loves the God of war. He loves the God of war. There is a spirit in the world, a God. And the God, his name is war. I'm telling you things that will make sense to you. He's a God of war. That is what he loves more than anything, because war means death. This country doesn't realize what is coming, but daily I try to present it to you. I call it the present truth. America'sFreedomNetwork.com, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
For the podcasts, you can go to the radio station site, 1360khnc.com, to the Present Truth site on the podcast. And then the first hour will be on americasfreedomnetwork.com podcast section, Present Truth. Weeknights, 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, the hour, first hour plays on the station, 1360 AM on the radio dial in northern Colorado, or you can stream in on 1360khnc.com. Now, in the next hour, we're going to discuss J.D. Vance. A couple of 3 months ago, I talked that I felt like J.D. Vance would be Donald Trump's pick. He is a globalist. He's not what you think, who you think. And I, 2 weeks ago, I mentioned it again. Last Friday, the matter of J.D. Vance. Last Friday, I mentioned two things. That Trump cannot be assassinated, though the attempt did occur 24 hours later. And that most likely he would pick J.D. Vance as vice president. And the reason I felt that is because J.D. Vance is a globalist. He is a product of the secret society, Pilgrims Society, New York, and City of London. And initially a Trump hater. And all of a sudden he has morphed his way to the position of vice president. This was a plan of the Pilgrim Society to mold him for their future plans. And they have done it. He's been morphed before the eyes of the American people. Comes from humble roots. Goes to college, to the Marines, goes to college at Yale, runs for office, is successful, marries a woman out of India. And I was talking to, I don't want to mention his last name, but he used to have the Friday program here, Brian, and he was telling me about Vance's wife from India. Not good, bad juju. Not good. Globalist. Socialist. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com, the radio site. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms.